Whatever your goals are in life, you can always modify, you can always pivot. I think things are going to change in your life. And it might take you longer to achieve some of your goals than what you had originally thought.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett. Today, I am joined by Dr. Destiny Kopp, that's COPP, and she helps business owners increase their passive income revenue with digital products and evergreen sales funnels. And evergreen sales funnels, I believe, are those ones that carry on working all the way through the night. So that's really, really quite cool. We need to pick into that a little bit. She's the CEO of DestinyCop.com, and her brands include Hobby School, Email Box Templates, The Funnel Cure, One Click MBA, and Freelance Track. So she's a busy, busy person, and I'm imagining that goals feature quite heavily in everything that she does. Now, I think she's a wannabe Serena Williams-like tennis player, but we all know what that means. We have a dream of being that good, but obviously we wouldn't be on a podcast about goals and hobby school and email box templates if she was good enough to play on the tennis arena. So, Destiny, over to you. Tell me a little bit more about you that I haven't covered off in that snuck, stolen bio.
So, Doug, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here with you today and talking all about goals. Now, you were correct. I probably wouldn't be here if I could play tennis like Serena Williams, but, you know, we can all aspire to be as gifted as she is. I do like to think that I have some talent there, but that's probably remains to be seen. And you're right. I have my main business, which is on DestinyCop.com, and we have expanded that into other brands where we have seen a need in the marketplace. And I'm super excited to be here and chat with you today about everything that you want to chat about, marketing. I'll chat about evergreen sales funnels, anything that you want to talk about.
Well, that's good. I mean, this is goals do come true. And I think, you know, very often people's goals invariably are about money. Very often we have people considering side hustles. I think, you know, is a good phrase for it. You've got your main job that you do and you do that very, very well. And you think that maybe you can turn what you have as a passion into some kind of side hustle. And hopefully one day the side hustle will bring you enough income so that you can quit the day job and the side hustle takes over. Now, I'm in the service-based arena myself. So tell me a little bit about funnels, what they're all about, how you might use those to create an additional income.
Yeah, so I'm a huge fan of what I call evergreen sales funnels. Now, there's different terms out there for that. Some people call it selling on automation or on autopilot, but they really all mean the same thing. And they are really more simple than what you would think. So really, when you're talking about an evergreen sales funnel, basically what that means is somebody is coming to your website. Maybe they heard about you from you are on a podcast, or maybe they saw something on social media. So they're coming to your website. They're signing up for one of your lead magnets. So you might have multiple lead magnets on your website. And then from there, you are taking them on what we call in the marketing world, a buyer's journey. So you can set up evergreen sales funnels for digital products. You can set up several evergreen sales funnels for services that you're promoting in your business, or even somebody else's product, like an affiliate product. You can set up an evergreen sales funnel for that. But basically, they're coming to your website. Maybe they're coming to a blog post. In that blog post, you have some type of lead magnet. And then from there, they sign up, they get on your email list, and then you know, continue to nurture them and take them on what we call that buyer's journey.
Okay. There's an outside chance that you might be being added, this is for the listener's benefit, that you might be added to my sales funnel if you register for the podcast and go to my website. But anyway, this isn't about me, just for a change. This is about destiny. So, Destiny, I'm going to ask you, big, hairy, audacious goals, right? Bags. I love these, and I like to know if you've got one that you're working on at the moment. Have you had something where you've had a turnaround in your life, which was as a result of a big, hairy, audacious goal in the past? Something that you're happy to share with us is the important thing.
Actually, I have a really, really good one for you. And I said, I kind of fell into this goal. It's somebody I had in my summit. She was a speaker in my summit last year. I hosted a summit called Scale Your Business Summit. I do it every single year. And she was one of the speakers there. And I've known her for a while. And her specialty, or what she helps people with, is blog flipping. So basically, you're setting up a new blog, a new business. You're monetizing it, right? You're, you know, making sure that it's profitable, and then you sell it. And one of my superpowers are, I should say, is really, you know, getting businesses up and running. Like, it's really easy for me to get a new business up and running. So if you had an idea, I could probably tell you 10 ways to get that up and running and probably have it monetized and profitable within a few months. And so one of my goals is, going back to all the brands that we have, like Freelance Track, Email Box Templates, I am getting those up and running. These are new businesses that I'm starting. And eventually, probably, you know, a year or so down the road, we're going to sell them and, you know, sell them in the marketplace. So depending on how much you're able to monetize them, I have learned you can sell them for like 30 to 40 times of your monthly net profit. So since that was one of my superpowers, I was like, that sounds like, you know, heaven, right? That's really what I love to do. I could do that all day long. It doesn't feel like work to me. So that's, you know, my big hairy goal, if you would.
Okay. So we're going to take these businesses that you're creating presently, you know, work on them and sell them in a year or two's time.
That's correct.
Now, who knew that blog flipping was a thing? I mean, property flipping, yes. Blog flipping, that's amazing. That's a new one on me. Well, I like that.
One on me too. So, but you know, once I started digging into it, I'm like, oh, this is something I could really do, because this is, you know, like I said, this is easy for me.
Yeah. That's another important thing, you know, when you find something that you really do love, if you can find a way to monetize it, then you're never working for a living then. You know, life is just one big bundle of fun all the way along the way. So, you know, I'd urge my listeners to have a think about what it is that they're really passionate about, and then see if there's a way to monetize it. Now, I'm sure, and we'll make sure, obviously, that Destiny stuff is going to be contained in the show notes. I'm sure there's probably simple free stuff that you'll be able to, you know, share with you that will get you going on the idea, if you want to replace that main job with a secondary income at some stage in the future. That would be right, wouldn't it, Destiny? There'll be some stuff.
Yes, tons of resources depending on, you know, what your goals are, going back to that goal. So if your goal is to maybe teach what you know, we have resources for that. If your goal is to, going back to that evergreen sales funnel, we have resources for that.
Okay, so that's good. Now, when you're doing goals, right, do you write them down or do you use an app? Have you got a special app that you use, or how do you set yourself up?
So I'm a little bit old school. I've used all the expensive products, and you know, what I have found for me is that a simple Google Sheet works best. So in there, we have, you know, we break out our what we call SMART goals. And I'm sure that's something that, I don't know what you teach in terms of goal setting, but we have what we call our SMART goals. And those are kind of, you know, our big type goals that we're going to, you know, try to achieve, whether it's, you know, selling this one business or this one blog in a year's time for X amount of money. And then we break it down into the tactics, how we're going to do that, really getting into the details, which might be, you know, we might need, you know, 100 plus articles and blogs on that website. That might be one tactic, and, you know, getting those written out. But that's, you know, I'm just old fashioned. I just use a Google Sheet.
A Google sheet. So that's old fashioned, right? I had pen and paper as old fashioned, but now old fashioned, you've heard it here first, is a Google sheet. That's excellent. No, that is interesting, but you do break down these big goals into smaller bite-sized chunks in that respect then.
Absolutely. Because so hobby school is one. And in that, we're basically pulling together digital products to sell them. So some to do that, we have to go out and get contributors, right? So one of our goals for this one learning box that we're selling or pulling together with the contributors, we wanted to get 20 to 30 contributors to contribute to that particular one. So that was our goal for this month. And we, as of yesterday, we had 21. So I was pretty happy about it. So yeah, so break it down into actionable steps makes it more manageable for us.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope you don't mind me just spending a few moments to tell you about my new book. I'm very excited. It's called Think Simple, Win Big, How to Build the Business of Your Dreams with a Few Simple Goals. And it's a rewrite of my original book, Goals Do Come True. And it's especially available for entrepreneurs, either new entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs who want to get the fundamentals right with their business. So if you are interested in getting your hands on a copy, go to my website, www.dougbennett.co.uk. Anyway, let's go back to the podcast. Okay. I'm going to go a little bit off the normal thing here because you've said one or two things that have piqued my personal interest. So I'm going to, for my own selfish, and it's my podcast, so why can't I be selfish about this? How would you monetize a course on goal setting? What sort of steps would you go through on there? So I'm coming to you and I'm going, look, I've got a blog, I've got a couple of books, I've got one or two people that I've coached, but I think what I've got as an idea should be out there in the world and it should be helping more and more people. What sort of steps would I go to? Where would you send me first to get some stuff, some free stuff? And then, you know, where do we go from there?
Yeah. So I think there's several ways that you can do this. And going back to what I said before, kind of thinking about the buyer's journey and that that evergreen sales funnel, I would definitely have some type of lead magnet. So I'm sure that you have something on your website today. It could be a PDF with like a video, but some type of lead magnet that can kind of get people, you know, to dip their toes into goal setting. Now, in terms of monetizing it, one of the things that I always recommend, especially if you're just getting started in creating digital products, is to put together what I call a mini course. And this really is something where you can give your listeners or your audience a really, really quick win. It might just get them started in that goal setting process. Maybe it's taking them through a Google Sheet type, a Google Sheet that you put together to walk them through how they can set up their goals and implement them, but really some type of, it's more than just a lead magnet, but it's really something that they can really dig their teeth into and get a taste of what it's like to work with you. I have found that mini courses are one of the best ways to, kind of start that process of monetizing your expertise. Mm-hmm. They're easy to put together, which makes it, good for the creator, good for somebody like you. And you can just, put it out into the world. You can put it on your website. You can sell it from your website. You can sell it as a tripwire from a lead magnet. And they're one of the best ways to get started.
Did anybody catch the word tripwire there? All right. We need to know what a tripwire is because that leads to a bucket load of pain normally out there in the world. If you normally refers to explosions going off, or cameras switching in, telling you that you're on your way to this, place. So what's a tripwire?
And that's a great question. So basically what a tripwire is, when somebody goes to your website and they go to your landing page and they sign up for whatever you have that's free, right? On that next page, generally you would have some type of thank you page, right? thank you for signing up. Go check your email. I've included, you know, your PDF or your ebook or whatever they signed up for is in your email and you can grab it there. With a tripwire, when they sign up for your lead magnet and they go to that next page, it's basically a mini sales page. And at the top, it'll say, generally, it'll say something like, wait, before you go, I have this great offer or something special that I think you're going to be interested in. And it's going to be related to, right, what they signed up for in that free lead magnet. And it's, you know, a very short sales page. It's generally, you know, can be priced anywhere from like $7 to $49. So something that's relatively cheap. Mm-hmm. And they can look at it and say, you know, this is a no-brainer or it's an easy decision for them and they can go ahead and sign up for it.
Okay, but that wouldn't be your mini course. You're not selling your mini course for $7 or $49, surely.
It really just depends on the audience. You know, right. I have sold mini courses for $49 as a tripwire. You know, you could, depending on your audience, you know, if you're in the business, you know, the B2B business to business market, you could even probably sell it for $99. It kind of just depends on your market and who your ideal customer is. Now, if you're selling to moms, you know, like a B2C type market, it might be priced a little bit lower, right? It might be $17 or $27, but it kind of just depends.
Food for thought. I'm seeding my coaching program that might be coming soon. Okay. I'm just going to seed it. For anybody that's listening that might be interested in achieving their goals, I hope you don't mind me, you know, taking over their destiny. I'm going to ask you then for a destiny nugget. So something that the world needs to know, ideally about goal setting that we've not touched upon already. Go for it.
Something that the world needs to know about goal setting. Well, here's what I would say is, you know, I have set goals in my life that I have achieved, right? I'll give you an example. One of my goals, for whatever reason, you know, I kind of just put these in my mind. I wanted to get my MBA and have all of my children before I was 30, right? So I had two kids before I was 30 and I got my MBA, but I actually ended up having additional kids after that, almost 8 years down the road. So I would say you can always modify whatever your goals are in life. You can always modify. You can always pivot. I think things are going to change in your life. And it might take you longer to achieve some of your goals than what you had originally thought. You know, when I was in my 20s, I had always wanted to start my own business. It didn't happen then. I didn't actually end up starting my own business until I was in my mid-40s, and that's okay. You know, I wish I had started it earlier, but I never, you know, never gave up on doing that. And it's not too late. I just want the listeners to know it's not too late. So whatever goal you have, it may be something that you may start 10 years down the road, and that's okay. It may be something that you achieve and then say, well, I'm going to take this a step further, like I did with having kids. I'm going to take it a step further and have two more, and that's okay. So, you know, you could pivot, you can change, you can make adjustments.
No, that's a good thing. It's not set in stone, this goal setting stuff. It's not, you know, it will change, your life will change, and new opportunities will come your way. But I think the most important thing is to get started on the journey in that respect. Get started on the goal setting side of things. So anything else that we need to know? How can people make a fortune on the internet?
I'm not big into the fortune, but I would say that you can make a very good living teaching what you know. I'm a huge fan of online courses. I'm a huge fan of digital products and what we call passive income type products, which they're not really passive income. So I'm a little bit hesitant to learn you use that term because you do have to work, right?
Yep.
You have to work in your marketing. You have to work to set it up. But I'm a huge fan of, you know, teaching what you know, doing affiliate marketing, promoting products that you love and you've tested. You can make a living on the internet doing that. You can bundle it in with your, you know, if you're a coach or you're doing services, you can add those digital products into your revenue stream to have a boost in your revenue stream. So I think that almost all service providers, all coaches out there, can, you know, launch a course, launch digital products, and, you know, have that additional revenue stream in their business.
How much is, and I don't know if you want to share this, but how much is the next step, right? So we can go to DestinyCop, your website.com, right?
Yes.
We can go there. We can download some stuff. We'll get on the database because that everybody knows that, right? You hand over your email address and your mobile phone number and your name, and you get on the database and you start getting some stuff. So what else can you help people do? Because, I mean, obviously there's free stuff. There's your little mini courses. Would you help people to be able to go, right, okay, find your little thing that you want to do, and here's how you set it up? I mean, you know, are we talking we've got to spend £35 or dollars on a piece of software that's going to save all the bits and pieces, you know, like Keep or Kajabi or something like that? Or are there sort of relatively easy ways for people to get started on this sort of stuff?
I think that there are easy ways for people to get started. What I always tell people is your success is not dependent upon the tools that you use. So you don't have to go out there and spend a ton of money like on Kajabi, right? I do recommend that you have an email service provider that can handle automations and sequences and tags, but there's tons of them in the marketplace, right? Okay. I like ConvertKit because I've been using it for years, but there's other providers out there that do the same thing. At a minimum, you need to have an email service provider. You need to have a website to put together an online course to answer your questions specifically can be very, very cheap. You could use Zoom. When I create courses, I do screen recordings using Zoom and my microphone that we're using now. So it's super cheap to put together an online course. The other thing you consider doing, if you're a podcaster, like some people might be, you could just do an audio course. I have some courses out there that are just audio only, and people absolutely love them. Like, I get so much feedback upon those courses. They're like, we love your audio courses. The other thing I would say is, you know, don't stress about your videos. You don't have to go out and have a professional firm do your videos. You can create the presentation in Canva and record directly from Canva. I have students who do that. I showed them that trick and they absolutely loved it. I do a lot of my webinar presentations. If you go to my website, you can sign up for some of our free webinars. They were done in Canva. I created the slides in Canva. I recorded them in Canva. So super, super easy.
Oh, I've got Canva. I just need to download a program that will help me, or some kind of program that will help me with a step-by-step guide on how to do that. That's what I need to do, right? I need to go to destinycop.com and do that.
So, I mean, our course in a box program, it will walk folks through how to create their mini course. And a lot of the students that go through it, they have it done in less than a week. It's that easy to put together your course.
Okay. So, you know, if you're thinking and, you know, I was talking to somebody else today, you know, having some goals, it will give you some, you know, something to aim for, something to strive for. There's going to be people out there that are, you know, maybe struggling with a little bit of money. And here's a way in which you can maybe find something that excites you and monetize it. Now, don't get too excited because it's going to take a while. You know, it's not going to be turning you into millionaires overnight. It's side hustle type stuff, I would suggest. But I think that's been incredibly helpful. I've certainly learned a few things. I've no doubt that my name will be added to your database at some stage. Even if you don't do it yourself, I will be logging in to see what there is available. But we'll make sure that there's information in the show notes for your Destiny so that people can reach out to you. But you tell us, what's the best place for people to get you if they're listening to the podcast and they've got pen and paper handy and they're going to write something down?
I would say absolutely my main website, destinycop.com, and I'm sure you'll put the link in the show notes, is the best place to go. I do have some free resources right there on the main page of the website, and you cannot miss them.
That's it. And it's Destiny, D-E-S-T-I-N-I. COPP.com.
That's correct. Just like You're My Destiny, but with an I at the end.
Super duper. Destiny, thank you very much for your time today. I hope my listeners managed to get, you know, a little bit of something on there. The goals, SMART goals, they're in there. You know, that's a common theme. Breaking it down into small bite-sized chunks, that's a common theme. So I thought I'd add in a little bit of, well, you know, here's a way to maybe think about finding another way to make some money, multiple income streams, but turning a passion into some money, because Destiny loves what she does. It's not a real job, she says, anymore, what she's doing.
No, I love it. I don't even feel like I'm working.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Destiny, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun here today.
Excellent.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review and subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'd love to hear about your goals. You can share them with me at dougbennett.co.uk.